Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so do we have on Valentine's Day a very romantic story perhaps brewing? She got very nostalgic, and she wants us to reach out to a former guy that she knew to see if somehow, some way we can get these two together. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi, all right. Give us the story here in studio. Tommy, our studio director, already knows it, and he's already reached out to the person that you're curious about.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. Okay, so over this past weekend, my daughter and I, we were out buying some Valentines for her classmates. She was so excited just to, you know, hand them out. She didn't tell me her crushes, but, you know, we'll save that for another time. So I ended up finding some old memories of my own in my parents' attic and had brought them home with me to just save, just to look through when I had the time. And I don't know, seeing my daughter, her excitement, just it brought back so much just nostalgia and excitement within me. So I went and I pulled out some of my old Valentines, had to, you know, shake the dust off of some of them. I saved them from when I was in elementary school, and going through them, there was a lot, I would say. I was pretty proud. And so one of them was a Super Mario Brothers theme Valentine. And I noticed it was signed by a name I hadn't seen or recognized in a couple years. It was a boy in my class who I'd had a huge crush on. I mean, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to marry this man. And honestly, I hadn't thought of him. I couldn't believe it. So couldn't help myself, got a little curious, looked him up, and I found a Facebook page. I found his Facebook, and oh my goodness, when I tell you, he is doing well. He is fine, just fine.
Had a nice little glow up, eh?
Oh, amazing. I was like, oh, what have I been missing all these years?
A lot, apparently.
Yes, so he will look amazing, look successful, and most importantly, he looks single, which hey. I cannot believe. How is he single? Oh, but you know what? That's something I wouldn't mind fixing if the opportunity presented itself.
Okay. So.
But I don't know if he'll remember me. I'm pretty much a stranger to him almost. I mean, I suppose. I don't know if there's something that could be said to make him remember, but I would help me out if you guys could just, I don't know, find out if he'd be open to a blind date or something like that.
All right. So like I said, Tommy, our studio director's already reached out, so we'll have some answers for you in a couple of minutes. But I'm trying to think, if somebody reached out to me from elementary school, would I even have any kind of recollection from anybody back then? I mean, there would have to be something specific that we did together for me to go, oh, yeah, that girl.
It's probably like two people I know I would remember. I think the majority of my class, I probably wouldn't. But the girl I had a crush on, I would definitely still remember her to this day.
Oh, we're going to table this and we're going to do this.
What's that?
We're going to reach out to somebody from elementary school and see if they remember us.
Oh, God. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Pride is on the line.
Hey, do you remember me?
Pull out your yearbook.
No, By the way, please say yes because I'm on the radio. Let's talk about it.
I had a super unique situation with those from middle school ended up going to school, high school together also. And there's like a group of us that still know each other and talk to each other quite a bit. So I think I would pass that test.
But we're going elementary school here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go back that far.
Yeah. I already did this in college. I got reconnected with a guy through mutual friends that he was like my first grade boyfriend. And in college, he followed me and then I followed him back. And we started DMing for like a long period of time because he was like studying abroad or something. And I remember I was like, oh, this is just fun. I'll just entertain it for like funsies. And we were kind of joking, like reminiscing on elementary school. And then I remember we met like at a bar because we were from the same hometown. And I remember we talked for like 3 seconds and I just remember being like, this isn't going to work. It was cute, but I was like, you know, you can just tell someone's vibe. I'm like, this is not the vibe.
I just remembered I have a sort of a sidebar common story in my circle right now. I don't want to mention who it is because it's not my story to tell and I don't know if she'd be comfortable with it. But she and her old high school boyfriend from 30 years ago just recently got in touch with each other and they are planning on seeing each other. Even though they haven't spoken in all these years, they finally reconnected on Facebook. They were actually supposed to see each other this week, but he ended up getting an injury, so they couldn't see each other. But all the feelings are coming back again, and they've reconnected, and she's trying to link back up with this guy after 30 years.
Very sweet. You know how fast those feelings can come, like just from the anticipation? They can also leave just as quickly as soon as you get in front of them and start talking to them.
Right.
Exhibit A.
All right, Deborah, so give us a couple of seconds here. Tommy has reached out to Super Mario Brothers dude and to see if he knew who you were, if he'd be interested in reconnecting, going out on a date. So we got some answers for you. Just hang for a couple of minutes and we'll say exactly what happened, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.